Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Avram Goldhari and Tirim Mitzekes Nadarim Daf Ayin Dal, the 10th Perek, Nar Marasa. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission presents three opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the Nadarim of a Yavam. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even when there are multiple Yavamim, the Yavam who performed Mimer, meaning Kedushin done by a Yavam, may revoke her Nadarim, as the Gemara will explain. Yeshua takes a middle approach. If there's a single Yavam, then he may revoke the Yavam's Nadarim. But if there are multiple Yavams, then no one may revoke her Nadarim. Rabbi Kiva says a Yavam can never revoke Nadarim of the Yavam because she's not his proper wife, even after Mimer. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer argued, Mayim Isha Shekanu Ha'atzmo, Haru Meifer Nedarel, Isha Shehikna Lomin Shamayim, Eno Din Sheyafer Nedarel. Now, if a husband who acquired her on his own can revoke Nedarim, then in the case of a wife whom heaven acquired for him, meaning the Yavama, is it not certain that he can revoke her Nedarim? Rabbi Kiva responded that there is a weakness inherent in the Yavama bond, in that another Yavam also has rights in her. The Gemara continues and is elaborated on in the Gemara. Point of it to the grass, how is it possible Rabbi Eliezer can allow one of two Yavamim to revoke Nadarim? Even if he were to hold that the Zika bond between a Yavam and Yavam were strong enough to be like Erison and allow for Hafara, but if there are two Yavamim, it is yet indeterminate who will perform Yibum, so neither Hafara should be valid. Rabbi Yami explained that the mission is speaking where one Yavam performed Mimer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beishamai that Mimer, Konin, Kinyan, Gamur. Mimer affects the complete acquisition of the Yavamim and the rights of placing her in that specific Yavam's domain, even for Nadarim. The Gemara further asks that it's an unresolved inquiry if Mimer, according to Beishamai, has the power of Erison or Nisuin. So if it is only like Erison, how could the Yavam revoke the Yavam's Nadarim alone? The Gemara answers that indeed Rabbi Eliezer means that the Yavam would revoke the Nadarim together with her father, as an ordinary Arus. And pointing with the Gemara brings up Braisa in support of Rabbi Ami's assertion that Rabbi Eliezer is discussing a Yavam who performed Mimer. Rabbi Kiva said there, as in the Mishnah, that a Yavam cannot be compared to a true husband, since another Yavam has rights in her as well. Rabbi Yeshua responded that even so, why should a lone Yavam not be able to revoke the Yavam's Nadarim? Rabbi Kiva responded, do we ever differentiate between one Yavam and two? Ukashar Devarim ken Nadarim. Just as for other matters, the Yavam is not considered married, so too with Hafara of Nadarim. Ben Azai exclaimed, Chaval lecha ben Azai shiloshimashte as Rabbi Kiva. A pity on you, Ben Azai, that you do not serve, meaning study under, Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Hei explains that the other matters in which a Yavama differs from a wife refers to an accepted fact that a Yavama, even after Mimer, will not be liable to death by stoning for adultery like a Nar Marasa would. Rabbi Kiva showed from this that a Yavama, even of a single Yavam, is not a full-fledged wife, even after Mimer. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next mission presents three opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the Nadarim of a Yavama. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even when there are multiple Yavamim, the Yavam who performed Mimer, meaning Kedushin done by a Yavam, may revoke her Nadarim, as the Gemara will explain. Yeshua takes a middle approach. If there's a single Yavam, then he may revoke the Yavam's Nadarim. But if there are multiple Yavams, then no one may revoke her Nadarim. Rabbi Kiva says a Yavam can never revoke Nadarim of the Yavam because she's not his proper wife, even after Mimer. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer argued, Mayim Isha Shekanu Ha'atzmo, Haru Meifer Nedarel, Isha Shehikna Lomin Shamayim, Eno Din Sheyafer Nedarel. Now, if a husband who acquired her on his own can revoke Nadarim, then in the case of a wife whom heaven acquired for him, meaning the Yavama, is it not certain that he can revoke Nadarim? Rabbi Kiva responded that there is a weakness inherent in the Yavama bond, in that another Yavam also has rights in her. The Gemara continues and is elaborated on in the Gemara. Pointing it to the grass, how is it possible Rabbi Eliezer can allow one of two Yavamim to revoke Nadarim? Even if he were to hold that the Zika bond between a Yavam and Yavam were strong enough to be like Erison and allow for Hafara, but if there are two Yavamim, it is yet indeterminate who will perform Yibum, so neither Hafara should be valid. Rabbi Yami explained that the mission is speaking where one Yavam performed Mimer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beishamai that Mimer, Konin, Kinyan, Gamur. Mimer affects the complete acquisition of the Yavamim and the rights of placing her in that specific Yavam's domain, even for Nadarim. The Gemara further asks that it's an unresolved inquiry if Mimer, according to Beishamai, has the power of Erison or Nisuin. So if it is only like Erison, how could the Yavam revoke the Yavam's Nadarim alone? The Gemara answers that indeed Rabbi Eliezer means that the Yavam would revoke the Nadarim together with her father, as an ordinary Arus. And pointing with the Gemara brings up Braisa in support of Rabbi Ami's assertion that Rabbi Eliezer is discussing a Yavam who performed Mimer. Rabbi Kiva said there, as in the Mishnah, that a Yavam cannot be compared to a true husband, since another Yavam has rights in her as well. Rabbi Yeshua responded that even so, why should a lone Yavam not be able to revoke the Yavam's Nadarim? Rabbi Kiva responded, do we ever differentiate between one Yavam and two? Ukashar Devarim ken Nadarim. Just as for other matters, the Yavam is not considered married, so too with Hafara of Nadarim. Ben Azai exclaimed, Chaval lecha Ben Azai shelo shimashte as Rabbi Akiva. A pity on you, Ben Azai, that you do not serve, meaning study under, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Hey explains that the other matters in which a Yavama differs from a wife refers to an accepted fact that a Yavama, even after Maimer, will not be liable to death by stoning for adultery like a Nar Marasa would. Rabbi Akiva showed from this that a Yavama, even of a single Yavam, is not a full-fledged wife, even after Maimer. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Dalet, and our standard Siman is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam revoking the nether of his Yavama knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Maimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. And they called in a rabbi who announced that a Yavama is not considered a full-fledged wife for other matters, and therefore even a lone Yavam cannot revoke Nedarim of a Yavama. Once again, slow motion. The two witnesses, that must be one Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam, revoking the neder of his Yavama, which reminds us, the next mission presents three opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the nedarim of Yavama. Rabbi Elazar holds that even where there are multiple Yavam, the Yavam who performed Maimer may revoke nedarim, as the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yeshua takes a middle approach. If there's a single Yavam, then he may revoke the Yavam as nedarim. But if there are multiple Yavam, then no one may revoke her nedarim. Rabbi Akiva says a Yavam can never revoke Nedarim of the Yavama because she is not his proper wife, even after Maimer. So the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam revoking the nether of his Yavama knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Maimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, how is it possible that Rabbi Eliezer can allow one of two Yavamim to revoke Nedarim, even if he would hold that the Zika bond between a Yavam and Yavama were strong enough to be like Erison and allow for Hafara, but if there are two Yavamim, it is yet indeterminate who will perform Yivam, so neither Hafara should be valid. Rabbi Ami explained that the mission is speaking where one Yavam performed Maimer, and Rabbi Yezer holds like Beishami that Maimer, Konin, Kinyin, Gamur, Maimer affects a complete acquisition of the Yavam in Midaraisa, placing her in that specific Yavam's domain, even for Nedarim. So, the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam revoking the nether of his Yavama knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Maimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. And they called in a rabbi who announced that a Yavam is not considered a full-fledged wife for other matters, and therefore even a lone Yavam cannot revoke Nedarim of a Yavama. Which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva taught that we never differentiate between one Yavam and two. Ukshar Dvarim ken Nedarim. Just as for other matters, the Yavam is not considered married, so too with Hafara of Nedarim. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Hey explains that the other matters in which a Yavama differs from a wife refers to an accepted fact that the Yavama, even after Maimer, will not be liable to death by stoning for adultery like a Nar Arusa would. Rabbi Akiva showed from this that a Yavama, even of a single Yavam, is not a full-fledged wife, even after Maimer. So once again, the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam revoking the nether of his Yavama knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Maimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. And they called in a rabbi who announced that a Yavama is not considered a full-fledged wife for other matters, and therefore even a lone Yavam cannot revoke Nedarim of a Yavama. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Ayin. So the Simmer Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. The confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office, who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it's revoked for her tomorrow, and that her appointment was confirmed for her for an hour, and revoked after an hour, suggested that perhaps she should speak to her father and chassan, who each have an advantage over the other regarding hafara. Once again, in slow motion. The confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin, eye doctor. The confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office, who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it's revoked for her tomorrow, which reminds us, Rabbi had asked, if one said, Kaim l'chi hayom, it is confirmed for you today, do we say implicit in his words is the converse, and it is revoked for you tomorrow, which the Gemara now assumes would be valid. He then asked, if one said, Mufar l'chi l'machar, it is revoked for you tomorrow, do we say imply that today it would be confirmed, and it can no longer be revoked? Or do we say that since he did not explicitly confirm for today, the revocation is valid? So the confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it is revoked for her tomorrow, and that her appointment was confirmed for her for an hour, and revoked after an hour, which reminds us a final inquiry was posed. If we say, Kaim l'chi l'shah, that confirmed for you an hour is not considered revoked because the implied hafar was not expressed, what if he explicitly said, confirmed for you for an hour, and revoked after an hour? Does the temporary akama make the neder confirmed, or is the hafar afterwards valid since it was on the same day? So the confused receptionist at the eye doctor's office, who told the young patient that her appointment was confirmed for her today, which might mean it is revoked for her tomorrow, and that her appointment was confirmed for her for an hour and revoked after an hour, suggested that perhaps she should speak to her father and chassan, who each have an advantage over the other regarding hafara, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that the father and husband each have an advantage in hafara. Mesa av unisrok nevrushus lebo. If the father dies, the right to revoke nedarim is not transferred to the husband. Mesa ba nisrok nevrushus lebo. But if the husband dies, the right to revoke nedarim is transferred to the father. It then teaches the relative advantage of the husband, shabal mefer beveger, that the husband can revoke her nedarim after she reaches bagrus, and the father cannot. Daf ein off. So the simmer daf ein off is a donkey going e-ah. So here goes. The donkey driver, that must remember daf ein off, e-ah. The donkey driver who came to pick up his poor daughter, who vowed as an arusa, and then was divorced and betrothed, and divorced 100 times that day, which reminds us, the next mission states, nadra v'hi arusa, niskar shebo b'yom, she vowed as an arusa, and was divorced on that day, niskar shebo b'yom, afilu ameya, and then she was betrothed again, even to 100 men successfully, avia uba'o acharon mefirin in the reha. Her father and last husband may jointly revoke her nadarim. So the donkey driver who came to pick up his poor daughter, who vowed as an arusa, and then was divorced and betrothed and divorced 100 times that day, heard her last arus be made for her nadarim, that the first arus could have revoked, which reminds us, Gemara asks, where do we know that the last husband may even revoke nadarim that were fit for the first husband to revoke? Shmuel provides a source, v'imayu tiyel le'ish unadareha aleha, and if she will be married to a man, and her nadarim are upon her. Nadarim shayu aleha kvar, this implies even nadarim that were upon her from before can be revoked by the second husband. So the donkey driver who came to pick up his poor daughter, who vowed as an arusa, and then was divorced and betrothed and divorced 100 times that day, heard her last arus be made for her nadarim, that the first arus could have revoked, because he was concerned that divorce might be equal to a hakama, and he might remarry her that day. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, gerushin kashtika damya o kahakama damya? Is divorce equal to silence or hakama? The Ran explains that since the husband is aware that by divorcing her, he will not be able to revoke her nadarim, divorcing her without revoking her nadarim may be tantamount to a hakama of her nadarim, similar to silence for a full day. The Gemara explains the practical outcome of this inquiry. Kagon shenadru v'shama ba'o, in a case where she vowed and her husband heard, v'gershva hadru v'yomi, and he divorced her and remarried her on the same day. Daf ayin beis. So the simple daf ayin beis is a thick piece, a birthday cake. So here goes. The man who divorced his wife who made a neder nati from his birthday cake that must be more daf ayin beis, a thick piece of birthday cake. The man who divorced his wife who made a neder nati from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to make for a neder from before the marriage, which reminds the Gemara attempts to prove that a divorce is like a coming from a mishnah, which states that if a woman vowed on that day and her husband divorced her and remarried her on that day, he cannot revoke the neder. Apparently, he could not revoke the neder because the divorce was tantamount to hakama. The Gemara answers, Hakaba Nesua Askin. Here we are speaking about a Nesua, and the husband cannot revoke nedarim from the previous marriage because he can never revoke nedarim from before his marriage except where she remained in Arusa and in the father's domain. So the man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake and then remarried her the same day and was unable to make for her neder from before the marriage realized that there was so much noise at the party that he wouldn't be able to hear her nadarim, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama inquired, Bal Maushin Yafir Boloshamiya, can the husband revoke nadarim without hearing them? Do we say that the pasuk which states, Vashami Isha and her husband heard, is a prerequisite for hafara or not? So, the man who divorced his wife who made a neder not to eat from his birthday cake, and then remarried her the same day, and was unable to make for her neder from before the marriage, realized that there was so much noise at the party that he wouldn't be able to hear her nadarim. So he made a shliach for the remainder of the party to revoke all her vows, which reminds us that this machlokas of a shliach can revoke nadarim. Daf ein gimel. So the simmer daf ein gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk. Giant ostrich egg? That must be one daf ein gimel. The deaf man mixing the giant ostrich egg's yolk and white in a tiny mixing bowl, which reminds us. Rami Bar Chama inquired, Cheresh Maushi Yafir Le'ishto, can a deaf man revoke nadarim of his wife If one does not need to hear his wife's nedarim to revoke them, perhaps that's only because he's capable of hearing them, but someone deaf who is incapable of hearing them might not be able to revoke them. This is based on the principle taught by Rabbi Zerah, any mincha which is fit for mixing, the mixing is not critical to it, and even if it's not mixed, the mincha is valid. But and any mincha which is not fit for mixing, the mixing is critical, and the lack of mixing invalidates the mincha. Or do we say the Torah did not intend the husband's hearing as a requirement at all? So the deaf man mixing the giant ostrich eggs, yolk and white, in a tiny mixing bowl, splattered the yolk on the face of the man who was being made from the nedarim of two wives at one time. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, can a husband revoke the nedarim of two wives simultaneously? Osa davka or lav davka? Is the word her in the pasuk of hafar meant specifically to only allow hafar of one wife at a time or not? So the deaf man mixing the giant ostrich eggs, yolk and white, in a tiny mixing bowl, splattered the yolk on the face of the man who was being made for the nedarim of two wives at one time, but not those nedarim of his arusa who reached the appointed time for marriage. Which reminds us, the next mishnah speaks about an arusa who has reached the time by which nesuin was supposed to be performed, and the husband must support her as if she were nesua. Rabbi Eliezer says, since her husband is chayv in her mazonos, he can revoke her nedarim. The Chachamim hold that he cannot revoke nedarim until she enters his domain with the actual nesuin. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which Daf Yud question whether a husband can revoke the nedarim of two wives simultaneously? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which Daf Yud that the father and husband each have an advantage regarding hafara? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 3. Which Daf Yud have three opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the nedarim of a Yavama? That's on Daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which Daf Yud have a question if a husband can revoke nedarim without hearing them? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 5. Which Daf Yud that Rabbi Akiva taught that we never differentiate between one Yavam and two Ukashar Dvarim Ken Nedarim? Just as for other matters, the Yavam is not considered married, so too with the Hafara of Nedarim. That's on Daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which Daf Yud discuss what if one explicitly said, confirmed for you for an hour and revoked after an hour? That's on Daf Ayin. Good. Number 7. Which Daf Yud machlokes if a shaliach can revoke nedarim? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 8. Which Daf Yud that if a woman vowed as an arusa and was divorced on that day, and then she was betrothed again, even to 100 men successively, her father and last husband may jointly revoke her nedarim? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which Daf Yud of the Gemara's question, Baal Megas Gais or Amikosh Kalish, does a husband, when being made for an arusa's netter, cut off half of the netter when he's made for, or does he weaken the entire netter? That's on Daf Samaches. Good. Number 10. Which Daf Yud of the question, if divorce is equal to silence or hakama? That's on Daf Ayin Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.